first thing when you talk about the impact of the local economy is the 24/7 added about 150 jobs to our facility. So those positions go into effect tonight as we roll over 2 a.m. when we normally close. We now have to stay fully staffed for our customers that will be here. Every night we typically have to ask about, 300 to 500 guests to leave. Now they'll be able to continue their entertainment experience. And we expect, in addition to the jobs, about a 10% growth in revenue. And as we all know, the state gets about 67% of that.
Okay, typically weekdays you shut down at 2, weekends at 4. What is still going to be open other than the gaming opportunities? Will the restaurants continue overnight? And what about, the state has a law about cutting off drinking, right?
Yeah, so the restaurants and the bars. So the restaurants, there will be one that remains open. And we will shut some of the others. Will close down as they normally do, but we'll have one restaurant open all night long. As for the bars will remain open
and continue to serve alcohol all night long.
Yes.
Was that part of the referendum that approved that?
No.
They don't cut them off.
No, we have a license that allows us to serve when we're open.
24-hour booze. Come on down.
Well, we are a entertainment establishment, and we are actually by code not allowed to allow people to gamble if they are intoxicated. So that is not in our best interest or the customers.
What happens to the locks on the doors? Are you taking them off?
No, we will keep them. Hopefully we don't have to use them very often, but in case we have another natural emergency or something like that, we still have to have the ability to lock the doors.
When we spoke a couple of weeks ago, Rob, you had the dealer school was undergoing. That starts 2 weeks from now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Where does that stand?
January 7th, a little more than a week from now. It's the school is ready to go. I was there just this last Sunday. The final interviews were taking place. We've got about 1,000 people in the school at this point, and the final setup is going on, so we'll start January 7th.
Now, when do table games? Is there a more concrete date for when table games will open here?
I'm still given early spring. But we hope to have a good concrete date established by the end of January.
Can you tell me 150 new employees with 24-hour operations?
Yeah, about 150 employees that start with the 24-hour operation start today, and then the table games operation will bring us up to 1,200 new employees in total.